A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen cases and deaths, especially of high-profile people in the government going up.
The Minister of Health reports that 31 people died of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours in Zimbabwe, and 313 tested positive for COVID-19. More than 31,000 Zimbabweans have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year. At least 250,000 have recovered. The country has registered over 1,000 deaths.
And we currently have, according to the Minister of Health, 8,065 active COVID-19 cases with, some of the medical professions questioning whether the strain that is actually being seen in Zimbabwe is spilling over from South Africa, which has also recorded a high rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 positive people.
Some government officials, including Foreign Affairs Minister Sibusiso Moyo and Manicaland and Provincial Affairs Minister Ellen Kwaratzimba, among those that have succumbed to the disease. Johns Hopkins University reports that almost 100 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, and so far, more than 2 million people have died.
And we see here in the United States also, we have over 400,000 deaths from COVID-19. And we've seen the new president of the United States, Mr. Joe Biden, actually saying that he's going to be putting in place a lot of programs that will see vaccinations being let out and being given to most of the citizens in the United States to try and curb the high incidence of COVID-19. He has also mandated that in the next 100 days, all federal employees should wear face masks and practice social distancing at all federal buildings. And we've also seen him putting up a COVID-19 task force that is tasked with coming up with ways of making sure that the COVID-19 pandemic is tackled here in the United States.
And in a related kind of development, Information Secretary Minik Mangwana tossed a Twitter storm when he claimed that there are some professional assassins in hospitals who are killing certain politicians. Mangwana has since apologized following a backlash on Twitter and other platforms. Yabakambe zulukanda balinjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo lapha ke ku Live Talk lamhlanje sikhuluma khonoko okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi sokulabantu ke abayi 31 nasebebhubhe izolo ababhubhe izolo kwenza ukusithi ke khonapho ngesikhathi esifanayo abayi 313 babanjwe bele COVID-19. Xa sisikhangela ke okwethulwe ngabezempilakahle bathi abantu abedlula 31,000 kwele Zimbabwe sabagula umkhuhlane lo, kumbe ngithi sebatesta positive for i-COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke i-22,250 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Xa sikhangela ke abantu asebabhubhayo sebe sedlula 1,000. So singathi baye 1,005 khonapho ke asebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo. Xa sikhangela njalo kwele Zimbabwe kule siphathamandla sibili sezibanjwa umkhuhlane lo. Zabhubha ezinye zangkhona bakhoqela ke okade ebona ngohlangothi lokudlelana labanye amazwe uSibusiso Moyo yena osebhubhile uzobuya ke lokade ebambe isabelo seManicaland udokotela Ellen Kwaratzimba laye kungani umkhuhlane lo umthethe sibili wangcwatshwa khona ngale ke eRose Acre. Kube sokusithi ke iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi ke kulabantu abafika 100 million asebanjwe iCOVID-19 emhlabeni wonke jikelele, bese kusithi ke abayi 2 million sebabhubha. So sibona njalo ke umnumzana Nick Mangwana uwaphosela ku Twitter lapho esithi kulabantu abasezibhedlela ababulala abanye ke abakucele lama politicians. So singazi ukuthi lapho besitshoni kodwa kukhanya ngazani bekulandela ukubhubha kwabantu bonaba abathethwe COVID-19 abagoqela njalo umnumzana Barazai Zimondi, uMoyo Zimondi la uthethwe iCOVID-19. So ke ngokubhubha konoku kwaba kuhulumende kwangazani Mangwana lapho wethu lokunye Mavulas.
Aiwa kune vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu pano pa Live Talk musi wemuvhuro January 25, 2021 tokuchingamidza nemufaro. Ini ndini Mavulas Mhlanganya uye muchiti nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakasiyana siyana asi takanyanyotarisana nenyaya yedenda recovid 19. tinoona kuti munyika pari zvino pane vanhu vazhinji varikuwanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 31,320 vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 pari zvino, vachitaura ivo kuti pavanhu ava pane vanhu 22,250 vawanikwa ivo vachinaya mushure mekunge vabatwa nedenda iri. Asi pari zvino munyika pane vanhu vanokwanisa kuita ivo 8,065 vatori kurarama nechirwere ichi, kana kuti vari kuedza kuti vawanikwe vachikunda chirwere ichi. Tozotarisawo kuvanhu vawanikwa vachishaya pari zvino, vanhu ava vati kwirei. Pane vanhu 1,005 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Takawana zvakare nguva yapfuura tichiona makurukota ehurumende vanosanganisira ivo vaSB Moyo vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19, namaigwaradzimba vekwamutare vakawanikwawo zvakare vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 vakawanikwa vachiradzikwa kumarindwa eHeroes Acre. Tinoona pari zvino nemusi wechishanu pane vazhinji makurukota ehurumende zvakare vakawanikwa vachidomwa. Vamwewo vanoshanda mumamwe mapazi akaita sekumajeri vazimondi vatiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura kuti zvakamira sei. Takaona zvakare munguva iyoyo yapfuura vaNick Mangwana vanova ivo vanoshanda munyaya dzezvekuburitsa mashoko kuhurumende vachiwanikwa ivo vachishora kuti pane madhokotera vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiita umhondi vachiuraya dzimwe nhengo dzezanupf. Izvo zvakaita kuti veruzhinji vawanikwe ivo vachisavasingafare padande mutande reTwitter. Tazoona ivo vamangwana vawanikwa vachiuya zvakare paTwitter apa vachiti aiwa, mazwi aya avanga vari kutaura mazwi anga ari kubva mukana mavo ivo, asi haamirire hurumende. Uyezve tazowanikwa ivo vachikumbira riregerero kuti zvavanga vataura izvi zvanga zvisiri zvakanaka. Uyezve taona masangano akadai seZimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights nemamwewo masangano anomirira vana chiremba vachikurudzira kuti hurumende inyatsotaura payakamira panyaya yedenda irori recovid-19 mushure memashoko akataurwa navaNick Mangwana. Saka tange tiine vanyarikani vatange tiinavo ipo pano vachikurukura nesu pamusoro pedenda iri recovid-19.
Yes, marvelous. And we've got some audios from people that are sending us all kinds of messages on WhatsApp. You know, our number is +1 202 465 0318. Let's hear what some people are saying about COVID-19 and other issues.
Ama Rotary Prosper Mpofu Nipuma what 17. Bengifukubuza ngendaba le injection njengoba le ndaba le injection iyaqeda nje abantu. Bengifukubuza ukuthi kati vele likwenza njani khonoko. Liyahlaba abantu kodwa liyabona ukuthi ama injection la abulala. Besicela lisincedise ke kulokho.
Igama lami ngohlalani Mlotshwa, ngilapha kweLebotswana. Yikho ke ngikhuthaza futhi lo Zulu weZimbabwe ukuthi sigezeni izandla izikhathi zonke ukuzivikela kulo mkhuhlane wecorona. Sigqoke amamaski izikhathi zonke zihlobo lomkhuhlane uyabulala. Ngiyabonga.
Lo khuluma yovusumuzi, ngikhuluma ngisecholojo nje manje. Ya, siyezwa isibhedlela lezi eyabathi sezisoda yomongi labodokotela. Ya, lami ngomunye wakhona, ngomunye wakhona. Ngiyawufuna, siyafuna ukuqhatshwa, satrayina nje, saphonga ukuhlaliswa phansi nje. Siyazama uku-apply lapha lalapha, basiphushela phandle. Siyacela bantu, siyacela usiza lathi imiphefumulo, isihlobo, ayiwophula umlayezo wami. Lingawudlulisela phambili, basakaza abathandekayo. Ngiyabonga.
Eminigama ngombonisi wakamaseko echolosho kusekhaya. Benginesicelo lana bakithi ukuthi kanti ke ngivuze kwabasiphetheyo ukuthi kanti intuthuko yoniya kuya nini kwele cholosho. Imigwaqo yecholosho mibi kakhulu, siyasokola, asilamanzi namadamu akudla. Kanti kuyaze kulungiswe nini kwenaleni indawo? Kodwa kuthiwa kulabo councilor kunento yonke, kunama-MP, kanti umsebenzi wama-MP wona ngowani kahle kahle? Wani kahle kahle ngoba ngathi abantu bakhona abasinakekeli. Into abayaziyo kuphela yikuye yonke into edonethwa ngama-organization bebeyasebethi singeyabo. sebefuna ukuthi becontrol abantu ngayo bethenga amavoti ngayo lapho kofi khonoko besicela ukuthi beke beyenze izinto njengokuthi bachatshelweni i-job description yabo bebeyazi i-job description yabo.
So these are some of the people, Marvelous, that are sending us messages, and they are, you know, complaining about what is going on in the country. And one of them was talking about development, saying, you know what, even development activities are nowhere to be found in most parts of Zimbabwe. Let's hear some more voices here, Marvelous.
Zvakadi kuti dai vanopa ruzivo muchimbovafesawo vachipa vanhu ruzivo kwete kuti vanongoti tinofanira kunowana ruzivo kuchipatara kana kuti kunorapwa kuchipatara iyo vachiziva kuti zvipatara zviri kuzara uye havasi kukwanisa kuafoda kupa vanhu zvinhu zvaikuvarapa zvakanaka mishonga ngavatidzidzise teichikumbira kuti tidzidziswe mishonga yachona tidzidze isusu tega tiri kudzimba tingaita sei kuti tikwanise kurarama tisingazoende kunoshungurudza kana kufamba kuenda kuzvipatara isu tikanzwa kuti tava kurwadziwa kana kuti ane chirwere taakunzwa kuti tine chirwere ichi checovid-19 tive tine ruzivo rwekuti tiri kumachemistry tinowana here mishonga yacho kana kuti tine nzvimbo dzatinokwanisa here kuti tiende tozvitsvagira mishonga iyoyo nekukurumbidza tisati tanyanya kuafektwa nechirwere ichi ndokuti ukaenda kuchipatara kungava kana ngwe takatarisa kumusha uri kuona kuti munhu anogona kunonoka kurapwa kwa kuti munhu anogona kusvika pakufa enge asiri supposed kufa saka tinge chikumbirwa kuti tizive kuti mishonga iyi inowanikwa kupi uye mapiritsi aya anonzi chii nechii mazita awo kana tamaziva mazita iwayo toziva kuti tine kodzero rekumatenga isu togara nawo semapiritsi anongogarwa nawo navamwe vose emusoro zvirwere zvangosiyana siyana nokwanisa here unozvitengera mapiritsi aya kumachemistries.
Makadini vashamariri vestudio 7 meshe, ndinomuti munotamba here meshe? Zvarwadza muZimbabwe, zviro zvoramba zvakaoma. Ii Zimbabwe, zviro zvaoma hama dzangu. Mwari ngavapindire Zimbabwe, vanhu vari kutambudzika zvokutamba. Ii zvanyanya zvanyanya, Mwari ngavapindire. Ii agarwe racho matongero raakuita orwadza. Ii kutonga kegarwe shuwa, ngazvimbochichawo hama dzangu. Ei zvanyanya izvi. Ndini David Makupa Joni, tiri paDebheni takati nya.
Nezvaunodambotaura pamusoro pekorona iyi, ndichikurudzira hama neshamwari pasi rese vanonzwa mutauro wendiri kutaura nawo kuti coronavirus iyi haisi yekuti umanikidzwe iwe kuzvichengeta, handiti manzwa, ndeyekudaiwo kuti uzvidzivirire iwewe wega nemhuri yako, kana kuti iwewe wega pachako udzivirire kurwara iwe nekufa nekuuraya hama dzako nekurwarisa hama dzako. Zvidzivirire iwewe, usamanikidzwa. Tsvaga mari, tsvaga kurarama upenyu, but dzivirira coronavirus. Usafa utsvage mari rumupenyu, nekuti iri kuuraya ende iriko. Ndini Detective Nyoni Simba Rashe paBotswana.
So these are some of the people who send us messages on WhatsApp. So you can also send your message right now so that you can actually chat to us and all these kind of things. Marvelous, I think you're hearing people here talking about COVID-19. One of them is saying there's no education in terms of COVID-19. So he says, where are the injections? Where are the drugs? Where is everything? Where can I go to get help, you know, in Zimbabwe? Instead of going to hospitals and all these other places, what should I do? And then the other one was saying, you know, life has become very, very tough in Zimbabwe. And then the last one was saying, you know what, the best thing about COVID, take care of yourself. We've got a doctor, I guess. Go ahead.
Yes, tochingamidza nemufaro Dr. Simbiso Ranga. Manga muri kunzwa ndinoshuvira kuzvanga zviri kutaurwa nevanhu vazhinji. Vanga vari kuchema-chema vachiti ruzivo ndo runenge ruri kuita shoma, kuti mushonga wacho wavangatore ndeupi, ndekupi kwavanofanira kuenda kuti vanowanikwa vachiwana rubatsiro kana vachinge vabatwa necovid-19. Asi ndanzwawo mumwe achitaura kuti zvakakosha kuti iwe semunhu uzvidzivirire first usati wafunga kuti mumwari akamira sei, nekuti iwe unogona kunge uinacho chirwere ichi kana kuti unogona kupawo vamwe chirwere ichi. Dr. Simbiso, munotii nezviri kutaurwa nevazhinji izvi? Nyaya iyi yedenda recovid-19 tiri kuona vanhu vazhinji vari kubatwa muZimbabwe. Munoona sei nezviri kuitika pari zvino?
Hello, Margaret. Hello, Pips. And hello, viewers. Chandingada kutaura ndechekuti COVID-19 at the moment is a big problem in our country, Zimbabwe. And of course, tiri kuona makurukota ehurumende and some other prominent people vari kushaya nepamusana pe-COVID-19. But we know it's just a tip of the iceberg. A lot of Zimbabweans are suffering from COVID-19 in different parts of the country, Kumaruwa, smaller towns, Harare, Bulawayo, you name it. So it's a very big crisis for us as a country. And I think that we need to be thinking about how we can contain the crisis. And the crisis is going to be solved by a centralized system, which involves the government, the citizens, and other stakeholders. Thank you, Margaret.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let me come in there before I hand over to Gibbs. If the government were to come to you and say, okay, doctor, what can we do? We have a crisis. How can we save the nation from what we're seeing happening right now?
What I would say to them is, number one, you know, this needs a hands-on approach, which means that the government is the central player. Everybody is looking to the government to chart a sustainable way forward. And that way forward means you need a comprehensive plan. The plan involves in terms of increasing awareness, making sure that resources are available, making sure that every Zimbabwean at the different levels, they are playing their part. My citizens, church leaders, traditional leaders, everybody, the government, the healthcare workers. I think that a plan should be very clear to everybody so that we know what role we are playing. What I'm seeing is that the government is just making some declarations about things like burials, how to bury loved ones, lockdown, and so forth. But it seems like there's a disconnect between the message the government is sending and what the citizens are taking away. So that's why I think that it needs to be a comprehensive plan that involves all stakeholders and telling everybody what's coming, like about the vaccine, what are we going to do about the vaccine, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think you heard, Dr. Ranga, you know, some people saying they lack education in terms of COVID-19. So can you tell them exactly, you know, what COVID-19 is all about? Some are saying in Zimbabwe, where can they get drugs? Where can they get these injections? Where can they get this and that? So I think we have to come out in the open and tell them exactly like a doctor, you know, are there any drugs in Zimbabwe? Are there any injections? And all those kind of things. Maybe you can go ahead and say.
Thank you, Gibbs. That's a very important question. The thing is that medications and stuff are things that are administered by healthcare professionals in the hospitals, in the clinics. So that's why you still need a clear, centralized plan which communicates clearly to the population. So I know that there are a lot of home remedies which are being touted all over the place on social media, but it should start with somebody getting a diagnosis in terms of severity. How bad is the infection? Because not all infections are created equal. So some people, they are positive, they don't even have symptoms. Some people have some very mild symptoms. Others are very sick where they need to be on life support or ventilators. So the spectrum in terms of what everyone needs to do depends on where they are on that spectrum. So in terms of my citizens, what I would encourage is if you think you have the virus, you need to get tested. You need to get in touch with my healthcare professional, your doctor, or my rapid response teams, which I've heard about. I wish I could tell you more about that. But basically, you need to get connected with the proper healthcare channel. That way, you can then, the doctors can say, well, you don't need to worry, you can stay at home and maybe stay healthy, do a BCG, or you need to get admitted. So those are things that the citizens need to be hearing. If I get sick, where do I go? And it needs to be centralized.
Maybe mukambota oraiso zvoneshona kuti zvii zvinofarira kunge zvichiitwa pari zvino nokuti tinoona vamwe vanga vari kutaura pachirongwa vatumira mazwi avo kuWhatsApp yedu vanga vari kuti havanyatsoziva kuti zvinofamba sei. Tiri kunzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai semapolyclinic vari kupa COVID-19 test emahara. Asi zvii imi sachiremba zvinofanira kuitwa pari zvino?
Chandingataurira veruzhinji ndechekuti vanhu ngavasafira mudzimba. Kana uchifunga kuti wabata COVID-19, the next thing ndezvekuti endai munotestwa. Saka kana mune machiremba aya maprivate doctors, you reach out to them, occupy direction. And hurumende, I think, ine machannels, a rapid response in terms of numbers avanokwanisa kufona. So that muma communities mavari, they can be directed. Kuti, okay, mgaenda pa polyclinic yakati, kana chipatara chakati munokwanisa kutestwa. Chandinokurudzira ndechekuti ngatisazvira pakumba, ngatitange taonekwa nemachiremba, and then machiremba otipa direction kuti todini. Vamwe vanoti no, matestwa ari positive, but you are okay, you can stay at home, which is the majority of people. Vaya vanenge vari kurwara zvakanyanya vanenge vakunziwo vaadmitwe vapuwe maoxygen nemamwe madrugs ari available. Vamwe vanokwanisa kupuwa madrugs semasteroids vachimanaja vari kumba. So chandingakurudzira ndechekuti don't diagnose yourself and stay at home. If you think you have the virus, reach out, kana kuti fonerai machiremba enyu akupei direction toita sei.
Yes, there's another issue here, Dr. Many people are now resorting to Kumsuzwane and Zumbane and all these African medicines.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask. He's going to answer the same, Zumbani, Fojga, Malemoni, Nezume Shakadaro, Juno Shandai, Rezunish.
English first, Dr.
Sure. So these traditional remedies like Zumbani, guava trees, lemons, and things like that, people should understand that these have been used for many ailments or illnesses. So apparently they treat everything. You know, that's one thing people have to be aware of. We use them for different, anybody gets sick in the village, they go through this steaming and the like. What we noticed, at least I noticed when I practiced in Zimbabwe, was that a lot of people delayed care because they were relying on traditional healers or traditional home remedies. Sometimes they would go to churches, try different things before they end up at the hospital. So I really don't know enough research about what's useful, what's not in those traditional remedies. My best recommendation is you can do that, but start with your doctor. You know, start with your doctor, let them give you direction. And a lot of doctors will say, well, things like Zumbani, they may not be harmful to your health. So it's okay if you feel like they're helpful, but that's not your best line of defense.
Saka motaura neshona ipapo kuti zvava naZumbani kunatira kuputa kusvuta fodya yatakunzwa iyo yanetsa zvinofamba here izvozvi kuti zvinobatsira here paCOVID-19 zvii zvamunokurudzira kuti vanhu vaiti vasati vatora mimwe mishonga iyi yechivanhu.
Chandingataura Marvelous ndechekuti mishonga iyi yechivanhu yashandiswa for zvirwere zvakawanda. Asi hatizive kuti chino painonyasa kushanda ndepapi. Saka COVID-19 yangojoinawo zvimwe zvirwere like vanhu vakaita kupisa muviri and so forth vari kumwa vana Zumbani ivavava, and zvinhu zvagara zvichiitwa. Saka hapana mastudies akakwana ekuti tinyatsoziva kuti zvinoshanda here, hazvishandi. Saka I'm not saying people don't try it, but chandu kutaura nechekutanga maaenda kwana chiremba mo mana chiremba kana vati mune COVID-19 vaona kuti COVID-19 yacho iri padano ripi vokuudzai zvamunofanira kuita in terms of admitwa kuchipatara here kana munokwanisa kugara kumba muri in isolation ndi kuti mishonga yamungatora kumba ndeipi. Saka zvandinonyanya kurudzira ndicho zvimwe zvacho sefodya bute zviya zvinokwanisa kunge zviri dangerous because ukazvishandisa bute riya rimwe rinoenda mumalungs mumapapu zvinokwanisa kukanganisa utano. Asi I'm not here to say this works, this doesn't work. I really handizive kuti zvinoshanda here zvemazumbani izvi.
Siyamuzwa lapha ke uDr. Langa uyakhuluma sibelesithi ke kulabo imsuzwane lokunye ke okukhanyazana okusetshenziswa ngabantu okutshiyeneyo. So ngokukhuluma futhi angeke atsho ukuthi likusebenzise kumbe lingakusebenzisi. So ngokukhuluma sibele ukuthi hayi nxa kulisebenzela kuyabe kulungile kodwa kumele liqale liye kudokotela. Ngakho udokotela ke uzabonakala ukuthi kwenzakalani. So ke ukuthi sibise njalo abanye abantu abakhuluma ngokutshiyeneyo. Because people are sending us a lot of messages talking about different things. So let's roll it in and hear what people are saying about various issues. Here we go.
Ama ngurotriki Prosper Mpofu nyiphuma ku what 17. Bengifuka ubuza ngendaba le ama injection njoba le ndaba le ama injection yaqeda nje abantu. Bengifuka ubuza ukuthi kati vele likwenza njani khonoko. Liyahlaba abantu kodwa liyabona ukuthi ama-injection la abulala. Besicela lisincedise ke kulokho.
Igama lami nguhlalani Mlotshwa, ngilapha kweLebotswana. Yikho ke ngikhuthaza futhi lo Zulu weZimbabwe ukuthi sigezeni izandla izikhathi zonke ukuzivikela kulo mkhuhlane we-corona. Sigqoke ama-maski izikhathi zonke zihlobo lomkhuhlane uyabulala. Ngiyabona.
Lo khuluma yovusa umuzi ngikhuluma ngesecholojo nje manje. Ya, sizwa isibhedlela lezi eyabantu sezishoda yomongi labo dokotela. Ya, lami ngomunye wakhona, ngomunye wakhona. Ngiyawufuna, siyafuna ukuqhatshwa, sa-trainer nje saphonga uhlaliswa phansi nje. Siyazama uku-apply lapha lalapha. Bas pushela phandle. Siyacela abantu. Siyacela. Usiza lathi imphefumulo isihlobo ayiwophula umlayezo wami lingawodlulisela phambili basakaza abathandekayo. Ngiyabonga.
Eminigama ngumbonisi wakamaseko echolosho kusekhaya. Benginesicelo lana bakithi ukuthi kanti ke ngibuze kwabasiphethe ukuthi kanti intuthuko yona iyabuya nini kwele cholotshi. Imigwaqo yecholotshi mibi kakhulu, siyasokola, asilamanzi namadamu akudla. Kanti kuyazi kulungiswe nini kwinaleni indawo. Kodwa kuthiwa kulabo councilor kunento yonke kunama-MP. Kanti umsebenzi wama-MP wona ngowani kahle kahle? Ngowani kahle kahle ngoba ngathi abantu bakhona kabasinakekeli. Into abayaziyo kuphela yikuye yonke into edonethwa ngama-organization babeyasebethi singeyabo. Sebefuna ukuthi becontrol abantu ngayo, bethenga amavoti ngayo. Lapho kofika khonoko. Besicela ukuthi beke beyenze izinto njengokuthi bachatshelweni i-job description yabo bebeyazi i-job description.
Ndinonasa ukuthi pamwe ZANU-P F ine nzira inofunga nayo zvino because evari busy zvavo kusungana nevanhu vemdc instead yekutora mari iyoyo inodyiwa nevanhu vamumajeri ivavo pakundotenga matende nezvimwe zvezvinhu zvakadaro kuti vabatsire vanhu vari kutobatwa necovid-19 yacho. Evari busy urwa nemdc. You can't concentrate on makati America in duty it is the sanctions. More da arise kuti munosuka futi vanhu MDC. So what will the report be like? Inonga idi report manje kuvanhu vaya vanodo kumuregerera kuma sanctions vaya vakuva lefti ma sanctions. Imu munonga muchienda mberi muchiita zvakashata. Bible zvaunoda kuti vamwe vakuitire. Iwe vaitire. Kana vakatsrava zvino PF vaitira vamwe zvakanaka vosava. Uchaona zvinhu zvingochinja mwari chingochinja pfungwa dzake chiti hai vanhu vakuita zvakanaka. It's just for them to I mean, unofana kuti uchinje nzira yaunofamba nayo kuchinja ne kwete kuramba kwangomisa soro chiti ndo zvinoita zvaunoona kuti hazvina kana chimuko chose. Saka ini zvangu ndinonzi Dennis Vaba Cape Town. Ndinonzi kuti vanhu havasi kuita zvakanyatsoonaka chaizvo
muzimbabwe munomu kazhinji kacho vanhu vanoda kupfuma nezvinhu zvisina basa tinoona isusu kuti hurumende yemuZimbabwe muno mukazhinji kayo ndaita kuti ndiriseni zvangu kana ikasatobatsirwa haina basa nekuti kazhinji kacho maMPs vakapiwa zvinhu kuti vape vanhu vari kutambura sezvo zvizvi vanhu vakavharwa nelockdown asi maMPs yaya anotora advantage yezvinhu zvisina basa ende vari kutotora zvikafu zvavanenge vapiwa izvozvozvo vachitengesa pano muMP wandotoziva anototengesa ma50kg eraisi 50kg eflower zvizvi zvaanenge apiwa nehurumende kuti ipai vanhu vari kutambura iwo vanozotengesa tsaga reflower kudenzera ma35 US ende asoda bond aroda US itsaga reraisi autodenzera kuti $35 futi US inobvepi mari iyo yekutenga chitsaga chawapiwa zviraizi kuti upe vanhu vari kutambura muZimbabwe iwe wotora advantage yekutambura kwoumwe munhu wozvisa wotoita mari nekuda kwezvinhu zvipi izvozvo tinosvika kupi nenyika hakuna kwatiri kuenda ende hurumende iripei haina zvairi kuziva zvinhu zvakaoma muZimbabwe muno mukoma wangu saka tinosvikepi nenyika ikadaro hapana kwatiri kuenda izvozvi ndaive ndiri kumozambique uku ndakatosvika zuro rangu vanhu vari kurarama upenyu hwakanaka vazhinji vacho vari kuenda kumaminda vachigara ikoko kana zvekuti covid vazobata vanhu vakati vakati hakuna ino vanhu vaodya chiguta muZimbabwe munomu tinodya zvechitororo zvokuti ukangoonekwa ubate wapa fanenge mazoja ari kuita mari vakomana ndakadarika patogeti nezuro apa mota zhinji dzaitotogeri dzaitodzurwa togeti zvinobva hambe nekunoenda kwananhingi uku kwana Mandarin dzaitodzurwa kunzi mota ndadzoke kupi kwadzabva dzina mapepa yakakwana vazhinji vakomana vanga vari papa aitobuditsa mari refu kuti vaite vakwanise kupinda muHarare umwe wacho usahwira wangu wange nditorera akatobvisa less than 50 US yekuti apinde muHarare anzi aona mapepa yakakwana ende 6 yaita se yakwana tinosvikepi tichiita uoro hwakadaro nyika inoendepi hakuna kwainoenda ende tinongoramba tichichema saichataingokumbira ndechekuti hurumende iripei ndaimbozorora imboonawo vechidiki vanoita sei vanogwara nekuti izvozvizvi vanhu tiri kustragura dukunyeperana ende vanhu tiri nhamo ndini zvangu bosi nedza ndiri batonas ndatenda.
So those are some of the people that send us messages and they're talking about various issues. So Marvelous, I think we heard them. People are people, you know, and they say what they want.
Yes, it's very interesting that this is a time where people have, you know, a lot of time at home. They're in lockdown. So they have an opportunity to really say what's on their mind about certain issues. And it seems people are no longer afraid to come out and say exactly what they feel about how the government is conducting certain programs or what they really feel is missing as they, you know, go on their day-to-day life, which most of them are actually having in lockdown. As you know, some of the people there were saying, but the major issue coming out here is that lack of awareness. And like that tweet that you have over there, which Mr. Nick Mangwana had to post today, talking about his earlier tweet, which, you know, had drawn a lot of controversy. It lighted up Twitter. It was everywhere on social media. And he had to back down and give out that response that we're seeing over there, where he's saying that whatever he had said about the doctors, you know, being, I don't know what he called them, he accused the doctors of being mercenaries or killing government officials, you know, but then he's retracting his words to say that that was his personal opinion. But you remember that here in the United States, we had the same similar situation where the former president used to use Twitter to actually communicate what he felt, even if it was not in line with how the government was going. So we're seeing something similar happening in Zimbabwe right now.
Yes, let's bring in Mr. Busani Musontini on this issue, you know, concerning what Mr. Mangwana actually tweeted. So initially, he indicated that there were some kind of theories, you know, conspiracy theories to the effect that there's some medical assassins in hospitals that are actually killing state officials or, let me say, killing certain people, you know, but the way he put it is as if it coincided with the death of some top government officials. And some people were saying, Nick Mangwana must resign. And we tried to get hold of him, and I tried before the show to contact him to say, come here, come and explain yourself, but we are not successful.
So Gibbs, before Mr. Antini comes in, can you just read what the tweet actually said, where he rebutted what he had said?
He was responding to some message by a guy who is said to be a doctor. So this guy apparently said, you know, there are some people who are claiming that they are medical professionals who are killing several people. And then Nick responded and said, no, you know what? I've heard that as well. And indications are that there are some medical assassins in hospitals that may be doing that. So then people just went for him and said, you know what, Nick, what you're talking is treasonous, you know? You are saying that after you actually jailed some people, or let me say arrested some civil society activists and a journalist, you know, and people are not happy at all. Some were even saying you should resign. So Mr. Ntini, come in there and weigh in on this issue. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ntini.
Thank you, Mr. Dure, Dr. Magnus, and Dr. O'Brien.
Yeah, so go ahead, yes.
What Nick has to realize is that his Twitter handle is not a personal one.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely does say that he's the Secretary of Information for the government of Zimbabwe. So just about anything that he says on that Twitter handle is not a personal opinion. It represents what the government actually stands for. It is unfortunate that, you know, a Secretary of Information for an administration will say such a thing, you know, incite conspiracy theories, especially during a pandemic. People need to have trust in the doctors. Now people may start, you know, being hesitant in approaching certain doctors that may be perceived to be assassins in this case. So I think it was totally uncalled for. But at the same time, it's not surprising. I mean, we've had many things being said out of this government, whether it was, I think his name is Magwadi, whether it was Chinamasa. These are things that happen every day within ZANU-PF. So we are not surprised there. But I think in my view, you know, there has to be some action taken by the president. I think, you know, Nick Magwana should be reprimanded. You know, I don't know if he'll get fired, but or even get arrested like, you know, Scala and Hopewell and Bazai. But something has to happen, or at least someone other than Nick should come out and state categorically that what Nick indicated, that doesn't represent the position of the government. You know, it's just amazing that someone will actually vomit, you know, such ill-advised, you know, comments. Because this could bring some credibility issues for our medical profession. And then, you know, to move on to other things.
Well, before that, maybe you can explain it in Ndebele to say exactly what you're saying. Yes, quiet.
Ngombono wami ngibona ngani uNick Magwana ukukhuluma kwakhe lokhu kuphambanisile kakhulu. Ngoba nxa sikhangela uNick Magwana ngu-Secretary of Information for the government yeZimbabwe. Njalo ku-Twitter lapha abhala khona kazibhaleli yena yedwa kodwa ubhalela i-government. So ngombono wami ngibona lokhu akukhulumileyo ngamadokotela ethu. Into embi kakhulu, into ebuhlungu engaphambanisa umsebenzi kamadokotela. Ngokubona kwami kumele ukuthi kanye i-government yethu iphume impanishe uNick ngalokho akukhulumileyo. But okunye siyabona ukuthi lokho kwenzakeleyo akuqali namuhla. Sijale ukubona abanye whether ngumagwadi kumbe uChinamasa bayaphuma bekhuluma into ezingaqedakaliyo ku-Twitter kumbe kuma-Facebook kodwa kulanto yenzakalayo kibo. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi uJob Sikhala, uHopewell noFatswayo babotshelwa ukuthi bona ba-tweete nje i-video eyi-public knowledge. So siyananzela ukuthi kule-selective use of imithetho ekhaya. Kodwa umbono wami ngibona kuthiwa uNicky kumele ajeziswe ngalokhu akukhulumayo.
Thank you very much. And we're joined by Mr. Arnold Mukajga. He's a ZANU-PF member. Marvelous, go ahead, talk to him.
Gachika, tunoona zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino vanhu vakawanda vari kubatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19 asi takaona vakanyanya nemusi wechishanu vachishaya vanga vari kubva kubato renyu reZANU-PF. Tipewo maonero enyu ezviri kuitika.
Anina, ndofunga zviri kungoitika ndezvekuti chirwere ichi vanhu they were not taking it very seriously. Pachakauya, I think the first time katanga kubvita chirwere ichi last year, pakangoona munhu wani chete akangoshaya and the numbers in Zimbabwe were very low. So they didn't think that Chiwere is all that serious. So, and they were so reluctant in following the procedures. Up until now, when they are now seeing Kutizovano, Wakawanda Chiwere is very serious, and they are not. And especially when it's now attacking the senior government officials, that's when you see Kutizo
Saka zvamira zvakadaro pane zvamuri kuita here imi sevanhu vebato reZANU-PF kuti muzivise vamwe vari mubato menyu nekuoma kwakaita chirwere chinoti tinoona vamwe tangatichiona vachiita mafaro mumapati nezvimwe zvakadaro tichizoonawo vamwe vakanga vari kumafaro aya vachishaya nguva yapfuura.
Zvoitika munoza pese panenge pachiitika chinhu ka pane vamwe vanhu vanogona kuteedzera mutemo vamwe vanhu vasingatoteedzera mutemo vasingatore zvinhu very serious like what I have said already kutizvo even imomo munomatiri muno muamerica tinonzi izopinda mumashops makaita sei makapfeka mamaski makaita sei vanhu vamwe vanhu vanotopinda asina kana maski otozotodzoserwa pamusiwo kunzizo iwe you have to wear a mask. But pamusai vokotowo kuzimbabwe mutemo wokuti vanhu vanofunga kuti when they are in the higher office they can get away with things like chirwere ichi vanofunga kuti hano hachibate munhu ari muhigh office. Aiwa, chirwere ichi chinobata anyone. Hazvina basa kuti zvouri ani, nyangwe neuri millionaire, uri wepresident, uri waani, chinongokubata ende chinokuendesa kana wakasatedzera mutemo. Pari zvino izvi mubato medu zvavari kuita vakatoudza vanhu vese kuti zvo it's now mandatory wear mask kana muZANU PF headquarters kuma offices government offices and makaona president zvino akataura nyaya iyoyi vachitaura kuti zvo it's mandatory now to wear mask. The only thing chandinofunga kuti zvo chavakasiyirira ndechokuti ingadai vakaita policy of work from home just like zvatiri kuroma kuti zvo ingadai vakangoti zvo vanhu vese zvavarika ndavasenze from home because nowadays computers from home and then we can do our work from home but it's something which they need to be advised so that they can look into it.
And then there's another issue, Mr. Mugashia, concerning what Mr. Nick Mangwana tweeted. You know, he said there are some medical assassins who are killing certain politicians, you know, in hospitals. What's your reaction to that, taking into account that this is a government official?
On that issue, I think Mr. Mangwana, he did that on his personal, as a personal opinion. I cannot say that was the party's position.
No.
Because, I've never seen that. But as his personal opinion, you know, I cannot detect what Mr. Mangwana wanted to say, any evidence, Karol Davana. But it's his own mind, just like anybody else. You know, some people in the opposition, they say that Mnangagwa is killing people. But, you know, they don't have any evidence about that. So it might be just only some of those talks whereby you are frustrated with something and then he just says something. But I can't really talk about Mr. Mangwana's statement.
But remember that some political activists have been arrested for sending out tweets, you know, about Zimbabwe and all these kind of things. And they've been, you know, taken to Chikurupi prison, remand prison, you know. So at the end of the day, which means there could be a law for ZANU-PF activists and a law for other Zimbabweans. Is that not the case?
No, that's not the case. The law is for everybody. It doesn't matter you are ZANU-PF or you are non-ZANU-PF. But, you know, if there is anybody who is just only concerned about the issue, I think we have to follow the actual procedure. Just go ahead and try and report the issue to the police, and then they will look into the case. And if it means Mr. Mangwana needs to be reprimanded, then he has to be reprimanded.
Yes, hold on there. Let's go to Dr. Simbiso Ranga. So when we look at such issues, Dr. Ranga, how dangerous are they in terms of people making such remarks?
Gibbs, it is very unfortunate that the leaders in our government, they are preoccupied with these conspiracy theories. Unfortunately, they are very demoralizing to the doctors and nurses I heard that since March, Zimbabwe has lost at least 6 doctors. And the number of nurses who have succumbed to COVID-19, some working in the maternity wards and so forth. So whenever a government official tweets stuff like this, it is harmful to the country, to the people, to everybody. They should know better. And if I were in a position to make a decision, I would say people like Mangwana, they shouldn't be representing Zimbabweans and they should be gone. Because we need a government that cares. If you saw President Biden here, I'm just talking about what we saw here in America. He told his people working under him to say, if I hear that you disparaged another employee, I'm going to fire you on the spot. We should have a similar standard. If we are holding that standard against political activists or leaders in the MDCA, I don't see why government officials should get away with this very destructive attitude. And it's, you know, like I said, it's demoralizing. Our nurses and doctors in Zimbabwe already, they're working from very thin, you know, without supplies, personal protective equipment, not enough medications in the hospitals. Their salaries are nothing to talk home about. So all they need is support from their government, which is supposed to protect them. So that's what I would say.
Marvelous.
Tombo taura panyaya ye variant ya tiri kuona ye COVID-19. Tinoona kana muno muAmerica va Joe Biden varikunziwo vangangokwanisa kuti ndege dzinobva ku South Africa dzisawanikwe dzichipinda panyaya ye COVID-19. Munganyatsotsanangura kuti ma variant aya chii uyezve tingawane uwandu hwevanhu varikushaya ku Zimbabwe vakawanikwa here vachibatwa ne variant iri kubva ku South Africa yatinonzwa kuti ine ukasha.
Marvelous, thank you. Chandawana ndicho kuti America iri kuti nyika dzine ma variants like South Africa, Britain, Brazil, vari kutry kuti that new those different variants dzisapinda muno mu America as much as possible. Chiri kuitika ndechekuti virus kubva yatanga pataibata kuna munana January 2020 yaita not ma mutations where it changes its form or its character so that as more people get infected it can stay alive, it doesn't die. Saka to do that in it anonzi mutation yekuti inobva yachinja character so that mishonga nema vaccines is developed so far. Sometimes I kwanise kurarama even mishonga iripo. Kana ari sema vanoziva antibiotics, for instance, sometimes ma germs kana bacteria kana ma viruses anoita anoti resistance, where the virus or the bacteria learns to figure out how to survive against my drugs. Saka it's kind of a similar thing chiri kuitika ku South Africa. And unfortunately, it's almost a given kuti ma Zimbabweans in South Africa or my South Africans who have traveled to Zimbabwe back and forth, they would have transmitted the variant, yes, South Africa, into Zimbabwe. I don't see another scenario where that's not true. Because if you saw Patagafurama borders sometime, I think it was in December or November, a lot of congestion happened at the Bait Bridge border post. And they actually, there were a few Zimbabweans who died vagamira malines. So that congestion already, yeah, it was another super spreader event. And those Zimbabweans were heading into Zimbabwe. So I would be very surprised that he didn't get into Zimbabwe. And unfortunately, it spreads much more quickly than Mavaria Yatangara Chiziva at the beginning. So that's also very worrisome.
Tombotarisa nyaya yenhomba yeCOVID-19. Imi makabaiwa here nhomba iyi? Mungatitsanangurire kuti zvakafamba sei uyezve yakakosha sei kuti vanhu vabaiwe kana ichinge yazova munyika?
Marvelous, inini ndakabaiwa the two shots ye Pfizer vaccine kana nhomba ye Pfizer ne BioNTech. Yekuti you get the first shot and then 3 weeks later you get the booster. So the prime is the first one and then the booster 21 days later. So I got by one last week, the second dose Asaka now that I should consider myself somehow to have some immunity. Chenga kurudzira ndechekuti mamwe mavaccine achatoya akawanda kuna ana Johnson and Johnson kuti nenge ichingova one injection. That may be coming down the pipeline maybe in the next couple of weeks or so. Chenga kurudzira maZimbabweans ndechekuti tese ngatibaiwe nhomba sezvatinoitwa vana tinovaendesa kuti vabaiwe vana measles, polio, mumps, rubella vaccines. We take it, you know, and that means my disease is iwayo. Takas like when a polio, you know, because like it was eliminated in most countries in the world because of my vaccination kana nhomba. Saka ndozvandingakurudzira, meanwhile, ngatiite whatever is necessary to prevent spread of COVID-19 until we get everyone gets vaccinated.
There are some people who are claiming that these vaccines are not good for anyone. Can you tell people the truth about these vaccines?
Chaninga taura Gibbs, ndechekuti ma vaccine isusu machiremba tisatotanga kubaiwa. If we had any reason to doubt kuti are harmful, they are not helpful, we would be the first ones to say no. The reason why we are starting with my doctors, my nurses, vanoshanda muzvipatara, and then my government officials, takaona va Biden kuno kuana Kamala Harris, Mike Pence, vari kubaiwa. It's because that's our way out. And my studies, it was so far, which, you know, is just a much remember we can review. Research here to understand what are the risks, what are the benefits. I don't see any reason whatsoever why anybody, any Zimbabwean particularly, should say, I need to buy a ventilator. Did you share oxygen, Munika? Because the virus is killing a lot of our loved ones. So this is our only way out. And whenever, I hope it becomes available sooner rather than later in Zimbabwe, and we should all do what is necessary.
Yes, and there's Moderna, which has just announced that its vaccine protects against British and South African coronavirus variants. Isn't that good news, Doctor?
That's excellent news, because that has been a question. The question has been, with my variants, what is different? Number one, the commonest one is they spread faster than the original virus. The second question was, kana munhu akavaccinatwa against the first strain or the first, you know, or the original, can they be protected against my new variants, the South African one, the British one, the Brazilian one? And it's encouraging that the Moderna one might be protective against the South African one. That has been a question out there. I think there's still research being done on that front. But it would be very, very encouraging. It means that we don't have to change a lot. Of course, my vaccines, I know I said, were tweaked around to adjust to my new strains, or to say even if my new strains come in, the body can recognize and fight them.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Babuntini, Amafchani, can you wrap up about how should government officials behave at this time when COVID-19 is causing so much havoc?
I think they should lead by example. You know, they should really practice what they preach. People do look up to the government for the most part. Like, you know, earlier on, the show that we had earlier on with Ezra Chisaswanda, it was just amazing how much lack of knowledge people have. I think I saw like a young girl, she could be 18, saying corona does not exist.
Yes,
she was,
yes,
wearing a mask. So I think to be a lot of education, and our government should lead by example. People like Nick Mangwana should refrain from saying such ill-informed conspiracy theories.
Yes, marvelous. Let's wrap up with Mr. Mugatya.
Vamugadya saka tichitarisa kwataa kuenda kumberi uko, imi semunhu webato rezano PF zvamuchaudzawo vamwe bato renyu zvamadzidza pane zvamuri kuona nyanya panyaya yeCOVID-19.
Mr. Mugadya, are you there? Can you hear us? Can you unmute if you are hearing us, Mr. Mugadya? Arnold, are you there, sir? I think maybe he's doing
Yeah, we may have lost him, yes. But I'll go to Dr. Ranga. tichasei saka imi dokutara nga munoona sei pane zvakataurwa izvi navamangwana hurumende inofanira kuita sei mune ramangwana kuti vawanikwe vachipa donhodzo kune vanhu panguva ino yakaoma yeCOVID-19
ndovatinotarisira kana tichitaura nyaya yekuti national security inoinclude health saka national security yeZimbabwe really depends on my government officials doing the right thing on behalf of the people of Zimbabwe. So I encourage these government officials, the government of Zimbabwe, to prioritize COVID-19. We haven't seen the worst. Of course, we have seen my government ministers dying, and for a lot of people, they are shocked. And it's very sad. We shouldn't lose a single Zimbabwean when we can prevent the death. What I would encourage them to do is take this issue hands on. Stop the, you know, name calling, the blaming somebody, especially the healthcare professionals who are working so hard on behalf of us all. And let's work together as Zimbabweans. You know, my government officials, my stakeholders, my political leaders, my traditional leaders, everybody. It's all our responsibility. The ordinary Zimbabwean, it's all our responsibilities. Those who are employed by tax-paying Zimbabweans should, at the bare minimum, be custodians of our health. They should not be out there wasting our time and everybody's time talking about these conspiracy theories. I know I seem a little harsh, but there is no room for error here. We need to prioritize taking care of this crisis. Otherwise, no better as a country.
Thank you very much there.
And how about people themselves? What should they do at this critical moment?
What I would say, Gibson, is that every Zimbabwean, it's all our responsibility. Whatever station we are in life, the doctors, the nurses, ordinary citizens, let's do our part. My lockdowns, they are difficult for everyone. They need to go out there and find food and so forth. But that's one of the steps which is helping all of us slow down the spread. I would say that if you have to go out there to fend for food, to attend funerals, do whatever is necessary to be safe, which means my face mask, social distancing, basic hygiene, quarantining for those who are infected and they have my symptoms. Let's do everything necessary. Let's protect ourselves. Let's protect our neighbors. Let's protect our friends. Let's protect our family. Avoid crowds as much as possible.
Yeah, Babu Ntini, I'm off channel. Yes, Ndebele, if
I don't know. I think Ogunye, Mina, Ongantoli, and Pazamisa, so on top of the black market, Yavandava, take some oxygen. And abantu basebenzisa ama oxygen engine zabo, but unganzeli oxygen leyi is dangerous. Kumele vele administwe umuntu or trained. So the ulengozi kona kuti abantu whether ngama remedies last and so for it prevent you from ama oxygen asebenzisa engine that abantu bengaphepha abanye bengachelezi engine ngama oxygen.
Yes, also on that note, we wish to thank our guests this evening. Dr. Simbiso Ranga, Mr. Arnold Mukazga of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Musane Mbuso Ntini, who is living in New York, here in USA. And when we look at certain other issues, marvelous, we know that there are plenty of rains in Zimbabwe right now. But some people are complaining about waterlogging. But let's always wish them good luck. I mean, farmers here. So I hope they are going to do well. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya here in Washington, D.C., where we're broadcasting from home because of COVID-19, and also realize that this is not a live program. So by the time you watch this program, some of the figures may have changed. Thank you, like what Gibbs said, to Dr. Ranga and Mr. Mugajga and also Mr. Ntini in New York. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei.